I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Law enforcement officials are urging lawmakers to establish a roadside test to determine whether a driver is driving while high on drugs. The system uses a saliva test that can measure levels of marijuana and seven other commonly used drugs. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the potential testing raises civil liberties questions.
Public Safety Commissioner Keith Flynn is a strong supporter of the saliva testing system. He says his department recently conducted a three-month trial of this test, and it achieved a success rate of 97% with no false positives. Flynn says full implementation of this system is definitely needed. That's why he wants the legislature to approve this new approach.
We have that body of science with alcohol that is long established. I think people are accustomed to it. We don't have that same level of science and understanding about the effects of marijuana.
The saliva test could be used in several different ways. First, a specific impairment level, much like the current 0.08% limit for alcohol, would be established for marijuana, heroin, cocaine, and several prescription drugs. Drivers testing above this level would be considered impaired. House Transportation Chairman Pat Brennan says he wants to pursue this approach even if the marijuana legalization bill isn't passed.
Given the opiate problem we have and the number of impaired stops that have been made for substances other than marijuana, I think it's important to do it regardless of whether the marijuana bill passes.
Alan Gilbert is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union. He's concerned about this approach because he says there's no scientific research to establish an impairment level for drugs the way there is for alcohol.
Just picking a number out of the air, which is what other states who have adopted this has done, is arbitrary and is certainly going to be questioned in court by defense lawyers.
Commissioner Flynn also wants lawmakers to address the issue of driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs.
When you have that in your system, at the same time you have alcohol in your system, there is a combined effect that impairs your ability to operate safely. And that is one of the things that I believe that we're trying to get to.
The current version of the House marijuana bill sets a lower legal blood alcohol level if the saliva test reveals any presence of other drugs. Transportation Chairman Brennan thinks this approach makes a lot of sense.
Say they were a 0.05 or above alcohol concentration and had any detectable amount of substance in their system also, they would be judged impaired.
That phrase, quote, any detectable amount of substance, concerns Alan Gilbert of the ACLU.
They're coming up with a standard that really doesn't say you're impaired. It's just simply saying you got a bit of alcohol, you got a bit of marijuana in your bloodstream.
The House Transportation Committee plans to take additional testimony on this issue later this week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.